from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show, broadcasting live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. And joining us right now in our Hitch RV, this incredible thing we're in, and we've been here all, Hugh, we've been in this trailer for weeks watching training camp. We've got to talk to certain players. And today, we get a chance to talk to Eagles linebacker Zach Bond. Zach, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're good. I mean, so we're almost through this thing now, right? Just a few more days, I guess, of training camp, and then you guys start getting ready, you know, really for game one in the regular season. So first camp, first year in Philadelphia. Give us a sense of what this camp has been like, maybe compared to your time in New Orleans, and, you know, each year's a little different. This camp, what's it been like with the Eagles?
Yeah, it's been great, honestly. I heard a lot about the organization and the people and the culture and everything about Philly, just from my buddy TJ Edwards that was here a couple years ago. And it's great. It lived up to every expectation, and I'm excited to get this season rolling. And camp's been awesome.
So what was your biggest – what has been so far your biggest adjustment coming from New Orleans to Philadelphia?
Probably the weather's a lot nicer here.
Are you kidding me?
New Orleans? Have you been to New Orleans in the summer?
Wait a minute. You saying the weather is nicer here than it is in New Orleans?
Have you been to New Orleans
yes,
in the summer?
It's hot.
It's hot.
And the bug, like
it's
the
hot. You're swimming
like,
you
in know, it. You know, we was yesterday, like the palmetto bugs, they're like huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, this has just been great. It's been awesome, really.
How about Vic Fangio? You know, every time we talk to, and we've had a lot of defensive players on since we got here. We had Jalex Hunt, we had Quinyon, we had Isaiah Rogers, and they all seem to say, he's old school, and everyone seems to like Vic and how direct he is. Even in his press conferences, he gets asked a question, he gives an answer. And sometimes coaches, you know, they kind of dance around what they really feel. What's it been like with Vic Fangio?
Oh, it's been great. I really studied his scheme from the outside, looking in. And it's a lot similar to what we did at Wisconsin during my time there. But you can just tell this defense has developed and transitioned in so many ways, from the coverages to the different blitz varieties. And then Vic himself is just a shoot it straight guy. Like he's not going to BS. He's not going to mess around. He loves the game, and this is everything for him.
How do you feel like? Because for the most part, Coach Fangio, when he talks about the defense, he doesn't mince words a whole lot. Is he kind of like that in the meeting? Does he use like colorful language when he talks about how you guys are playing out there?
Oh yeah. If you mess up, he's going to let you know. He's not going to shy away from it. And if you do something good, he'll also let you know. Which is good. It goes both ways.
So, Zach, why Philadelphia? Was it they had early interest in you? You know, you're a guy, you played your few years in New Orleans after you got drafted, hit free agency, and you came here pretty quickly. Was it you wanted to be here, you were looking for an opportunity, or did the Eagles come after you right away? Because you were one of the first guys to sign early in free agency with the Eagles.
Yeah, they were on me right away. And then talking with my agent, it was just a scheme thing. It was a culture thing. And then obviously pays in there as well, and all three matched up, and I was really excited to get here.
When you look at this defense, I mean, and I know it's still a work in progress, but when I talk about identity, what do you think the identity of this defense is going to be moving forward?
Yeah, this is a fast, hard-hitting, good tackling team with high IQ, and got a lot of different guys that can make plays at a lot of different positions.
So it's not, because I remember, like, we talk about it a lot, and I try to tell my partner a lot, and you said something that really jumped out to me. Like, a team that we had here a few years ago, they were like a 70-sack team. They got after the quarterback a whole lot. Do you think the strength of this team is going to be more being in the right spots, being smart, and being more of an opportunistic defense, or do you see them being the aggressive pass rush and getting after the quarterback type of defense?
I honestly think it's going to be a mix of both. Like, with Vic's scheme, we're going to be in the right spot 100%, and then everyone's on this defense is a playmaker, has the ability to make plays. And if they can make plays, they're out there, you know what I'm saying?
So another question, like, when you look at, because a lot of what you do is going to be predicated on what that defensive line does, especially when you're dropping back in coverage. Who has been the one defensive player that you've seen so far up front that you look at and be like, yeah, that cat right there, he's going to be a real problem for somebody?
Yeah, I heard a lot about these Georgia boys.
Yeah.
Coming in when they were coming in and seeing JC and JD in person.
Uh-huh.
They're just massive human beings. They can move people. They don't get moved, and then they got the finesse too. You know, that's uncommon in a lot of defensive linemen.
Zach Bond, Eagles linebacker, joining us here in the Midday Show. Tell us about you as a player. For fans out there who have not seen much of you with the New Orleans Saints the last couple of years, and, you know, we've seen you a little bit in the preseason games, but, like, describe yourself as a player. Because people here want to love linebackers. The Eagles, and you might know this, you might not, it's not a position they typically draft in the first round. It's been decades. Like, it's a position every year there seems to be new linebackers here, but people always want good linebackers because it does seem to matter a lot now, even more in the modern NFL. What kind of player are you? Tell us about Zach Bond, the player. What should we expect?
Yeah, I mean, I was in college as an outside linebacker, and then with my time, 4 years with the Saints, I kind of made that transition to off the ball. So now I feel like I'm a versatile guy that can do a lot of different things. I can play off the ball. I can play in coverage. You can put me on the ball. I can pass rush. That's what I did at Wisconsin. And then it's just the playmaking ability. The instincts takes over, you know?
So, Zach Bond, as you walked over, I remember this when you signed, but then it, like, hit me again. You're wearing number 53, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the lineage of 53 in Philadelphia?
I guess I don't.
Well,
I guess
there's a player sitting about a foot and a half to your left that wore number 53.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's not that. See, Joe likes to make it. It wasn't a big deal. But he brought it up because I saw it.
I didn't mean to apologize. You have a lot to live up to.
He was sorry, like he didn't know. No, it's fine. It's fine, young man. It's fine. It's okay.
In my defense, I didn't watch a lot of NFL football growing up. So all the history stuff is kind of over my head.
So, Hugh, what do you think of this guy wearing your number? I mean, that's a big thing.
He's a lot taller than me. He's definitely a lot taller than me, so you know he got the height thing going for him. And I mean, you know, it's pretty cool to see it. And I'm definitely, you know, when you watch somebody wear the number that you used to wear, you definitely watch them play. I'm excited to see what you're going to do this year. No doubt about it.
I appreciate it.
I mean,
it.
If you want to match Hugh, I mean, he had a 15 sack season. He was an All Pro. I mean, just some.
But he's an actual linebacker.
I know.
I pretended to be one.
Well, yeah, you did pretend. just some goals here. All right, so Zach, I got to throw this. I throw this at different guests we have, because for the last 2 years, Hugh's been trying to tell me defense is a luxury, not a necessity in the NFL. You are a defensive player. Is defense a necessity to win a championship in the NFL?
Defense wins championships.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's young.
Defense wins championships.
This is the real 53 right here. You need
a good defense to win a championship.
Not in this day and age. Look at, like, when you look at most of the teams that have won Super Bowls over the last couple of years, what are the plays that you remember? What is one of the biggest plays you remember from the Super Bowl from last year? See, defensively can't think.
Yeah,
of
but how'd they get there? They got there offense, with a they got there offense, with a defense.
Okay, now offensively, how many offensive plays do you remember from that game?
Yeah, quite a few, but that's besides the point. When people watch NFL football, they're watching offense.
Right,
they're watching
are offense. Be offense.
Yes.
But the Chiefs got there with a big time defense.
See, I like how he's in it right now. So that's why he feels as strongly as he does, because he's still in it. I'm pretty sure, young man, if I was playing, I'd feel the same way too. But I'm on the other side now. I'm an analyst, and I see things. for the truth. Defenses nowadays, man, they just, I mean, they're great to have. They're great to be smart, like smart guys like yourself, to be out there and make plays. But listen, at the end of the day, you got to look at your quarterback to make the plays.
I agree to disagree with you.
That's all we have. That's all we do on the show.
He says it nicer than I do. Yeah. I usually yell at him.
He calls me names.
Yeah.
And stands up.
Don't turn out like him when you're done playing. He was a defensive player. I don't know what happened to him here. So a few days ago, we played a clip of Darius Slay on his podcast saying 17 points per game on defense is a goal he thinks you guys can achieve this year. What do you think about that? I mean, that would be great. That's a high bar. I mean, the NFL these days, it feels like most games are in the 20s. How good can you guys be on defense?
I think this defense is going to be really good. I really do. Just out here at practice, seeing how we work, seeing how many guys we got that can make plays and do the right thing day in and day out, I think we're going to be really good this year.
Tell us about Jalen Hurts, what it's been like going up against him at camp. You know, he's still young in his career, but he's done a lot already. And 2 years ago, he was in the MVP race. Last year, he wasn't quite as great as he was the year before. But we keep hearing about how great he's been, including, I'm not sure, are you aware of his interceptionless streak? Have you thought about this?
No, I'm not aware.
So one of our beat writer here at our radio station, Elliot Shore Parks, he tracks this. Like he writes down every throw Jalen's made from the beginning of training camp. And Jalen hasn't thrown a pick yet. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to try to get one tomorrow or the next day, so he has one on his resume. But to tell us about Jalen, how he's played in camp.
It's really impressive to see the way he works and the way he approaches the game. And there's no question why he's done so well in this league. I think the no interceptions is his ability to use his legs. If he's in trouble or there's a contested ball, he's smart enough to know that he's got his legs in his back pocket and he could take off and run at any moment.
Well, and he's done that for his first couple years in the NFL. Zach, before we let you go, the next time, we'll see you on Saturday for the game. But then after that, it's week one. It's Brazil. What are your thoughts on playing a game in Brazil? Have you played it with the Saints any of the overseas games?
Yeah, I went to London one time. And I'm excited for Brazil. I think it's going to be great. Me and my wife actually went there last year to Sao Paulo and Rio and visited a buddy there. But it's awesome. It's a great city.
Well, it's going to be fun. We're just 2 weeks, we're 2+ weeks away from the Eagles
weeks.
And the Packers in Brazil. Zach, thanks so much for hopping in. It's great to meet you. And number 53, I mean, to me now, because you think defense matters, you're the real 53. It's over for Hugh Douglas. You're the real 53. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond. Zach, thank you and good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate y'all.
Eagles linebacker Zach Bond with us on the Midday Show. And hopefully, that's a defensive player right there. He knows it matters.
He's into the thick of it, and he's supposed to say that, man. But when he steps back, when he starts analyzing football games, he's going to be like, you know what? They really put a whole lot of emphasis on that offensive side
when
of the ball.
When he forgets who he is, like you forgot who
is
you
that
were?
What it is?
I
consider myself progressive.
Yeah, okay. Crazy, whatever word you want to use.
Plant-based.
Plant-based, progressive, all-inclusive.
Yeah, whatever you want to
use. That's me, in a nutshell.
You've lost it, is what I say. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are the Eagles a lock to win this division? Ty is on the cell. Hey, Ty.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Ty? How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Just had to take you off a speakerphone for a second.
Got it, man. So what are you thinking on this? Are the Eagles a lock to win this division?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they can get 12 wins this year. And I think also if they go after a free agent, well, if they make a trade, that they can solidify the NFC all in general.
So, what are we thinking? What do you want here? Another receiver? Another pass rusher? What do we want to get here?
Yeah, I'm looking at Thielen.
Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen. Yes.
So he was
the third wide receiver.
Yeah, he was in Carolina last year. I'm not sure if he's still there or he is a free agent. We got to look that up. Where Adam Thielen is? I mean, he's older now, but yeah. I mean, if he's still around, I wouldn't.
33.
Yeah,
with the Panthers.
Okay. Yeah, I would take a look as a depth piece of wide receiver. I think they could use another body in here. I mean, even though Thielen is – he's older now. He's not what he was a few years ago. Ty, give us why you're the biggest Cowboy hater. What's your Cowboy hating resume here?
Oh, man. Number one, I hate the fans, but I hate the fans that's from here that are Cowboys fans.
Well, that's strong. I think most people hate those fans more than the actual Cowboys fans of Dallas because they're more annoying.
Yeah. Number two, like, I sell hats and, like, team apparel and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But when I sell to Cowboys fans, I sell for more money.
Oh, so you sell to... Here, this is interesting. He sells team apparel, and he jacks the price up.
And I got more.
What do you want? I like the price.
Only Cowboys fans.
I do like the price gouging Cowboys fans. That's good. What's your third one?
And I got more. My third one is every season. Now, this is crazy. Every season, I buy a roll of Dallas Cowboys toilet paper.
And you use it, like, when the season starts?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's
time. Look, I can tell you where to get it from.
It gets better.
You know,
like, I can't take it anymore.
I can tell you where to get it from.
All right, you let Kyle know. Ty, you're in the mix here. I do like the price gouging, Kyle. I did like that one. He price gouges Cowboys fans. That's
just took us like 10 years to get there.
Yeah,
but
it was a little extended. I agree with that.
That's kind of bad though, ain't it?
The price gouging.
I know it's Cowboys fans, and
well, they deserve it.
Feel bad,
but Hugh, that's.
But in general, price gouging is bad.
Like, not for Cowboys fans.
Okay, I mean, I just want to know what the line is. I mean, and, you know, we don't have one, so that's fine.
I think the line is if you're not a Cowboy fan, okay, you don't get the price gouging.
That's fine. I just wanted to know. I'm okay.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we have a second giveaway today. $50 gift card to Burger King coming up.
$50 at Burger King?
Yes, listed for your chance.
That's a straight come-up.
You get a lot for $50. $50 gift card to Burger King. Embrace the Eat This Summer with the all-new Fire menu, now available for a limited time at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. We'll tell you how we're giving that away later on this hour. So keep listening later on this hour, $50 gift card to Burger King. Hugh, that was it was an enjoyable conversation there with Zach Bond, the new Eagles linebacker. He seems very enthused to be here.
Yeah, he's excited, man, and that's good to see. You know, didn't get it. You know, we were talking about how he's been in and out of lineup. I think he's going to play a lot this year. I think those linebackers are going to be pretty interchangeable.
So, you know what I found interesting about the way he described his game? I had asked Howard, you know, when he was with us in our RV about a half hour ago, edge rushers, right? Because it feels a little bit unsettled there. Mm-hmm. We know Bryce Huff is going to be a big part of it. They paid him. Nolan Smith, they hope he's going to be a big part of it, but we'll see. Jalex Hunt's a rookie. He may need some time to, you know, get going here.
Yeah.
Brandon Graham's older. Josh Sweat didn't have a great year last year. But
yeah.
Zach Bond just told us he can do that too. Like, yeah. He was an edge rusher in New Orleans, and then eventually he moved to the middle. So, like, when I've thought of Zach Bond since he signed and where he's playing in training camp and minicamp, he's playing inside. But he, you know, he made sure to tell us he could do that too. So maybe we see him doing some of that.
Yeah, interchangeable. I think the more you could do, the better off this team is going to be, and I think that's going to be the case. It might be collectively, like Howard alluded to earlier, it might be a collective of pass rushes. It might not just be one guy. It might be the collective. And if they're getting pressure on the quarterback and they're keeping teams guessing, that's always a good thing.
I think he's flying under the radar, Zach Bond, in terms of this. Like, not that he should be expected to be a Pro Bowler, but you know, they signed him right away. Like, a couple things happened when free agency started. Saquon took all the headlines, right? Mm-hmm. That's all anyone talked about. The Eagles signed Saquon Barkley. And I get why. He's famous. He's number two pick in the draft. He's a great running back, all that kind of stuff. And he played in the division, so the whole rivalry thing. But, Hugh, the same day they signed Saquon Barkley, they gave more money to Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
That flew under the radar. And they signed Zach Bond pretty early in free agency.
He was a guy that they targeted.
Yeah, I mean, he said they came after him. I mean, they wanted him. I imagine that's Vic Fangio saying, I like this guy. I want him in my defense. 215-592-9494. You can react to the Zach Bond interview there. Your thoughts on the new Eagle linebacker. I've thought from minicamp he's going to start. Nothing has changed my mind. Now, we'll see if Nakobe and Trott start, you know, pushing him for playing time and, you know, maybe rotate in. But I think he's going to get a lot of playing time this year, Zach Bond. And are the Eagles a lock to win the NFC East? Last time I checked our Twitter poll, it was overwhelming. Overwhelming, where people did not believe they're a lock. 60-something percent. What are we at right now? We are at
63% right now.
Wow. You guys are not doing a good job selling this.
The phones have been much more our side.
It's interesting.
Twitter.
You know, this happens once a week or so where different, you know, people have different kind of opinions on the same
topic.
Yeah,
they're not paying attention. They just hear one thing.
No,
and
they're,
just
they're
like,
paying
yeah,
attention.
They don't pay attention.
They're seeing an Eagles team that
attention
has
span is
talent,
not that great.
But question marks.
No, attention span ain't that great.
And you acknowledge the talent, but not the question marks. I acknowledge both. I mean, that is the difference today. Let's go to Matt in Bristol. What's up, Matt?
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, Matt, we can hear you.
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
You played for in my mind, one of the greatest defensive minds ever. Okay? Jim Johnson. And when you ask whether the Eagles are a lot, whether the Eagles are a lot to win the division, I believe so for two reasons: Vic Fangio, and also because nobody ever wins the NFC East back to back years. You were part of the team that won the last time somebody won the NFC East back to back years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Definitely been a while.
Almost a Hugh Douglas curse. I'm going to put Matt on hold because I a lot of echo there. Yeah, I mean, it has been 20 years. So then it's one of the biggest reasons why the Cowboys probably won't do it. It just doesn't happen in this division.
Yeah, and then you talk about all the stuff that the Cowboys have going on. It just doesn't seem like they're in harmony right now. They don't have harmony.
I've never been able to put my finger on why no one wins this division in back-to-back years. My best theory is there hasn't been an all-time great quarterback in the division. Isn't that like when you have a run of like 4 or 5 or 6 years in a row of the same guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the great quarterback, right? Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Now, the NFC has had some good quarterbacks. I mean, there's been some good ones. But, I mean, I don't think there's been one all-time consistently great quarterback in the division in a long time. So it lends to like some ups and downs. All right, Matt, it's back up. What's up, Matt? Matt, you there, buddy?
Me.
This is a joke, quite
all
frankly.
All right, we got you. All right, tell us, Matt. Tell us why you're the biggest Cowboy hater.
Why am I the biggest Cowboy hater? Because,
mm-hmm.
as you said, what you said earlier, I will never bet with the Cowboys. I will bet against them every week. And it's not about me caring about money. I just don't like the Cowboys.
Well, that's like when Hugh last year predicted the Panthers to beat the Cowboys, even though the Panthers are the worst team in the league.
Why are we bringing up the past?
it's similar to Matt.
Then why are you playing that drop, Kyle? Why are you listening to what Joe got?
I'm trying to have your back, man.
Yeah, you were strong on that. All week the Panthers are going to win. You were on it. I like that. Betting with your heart. I mean, maybe not the smartest thing. Matt, we'll get you in the mix to be part of it. So we've had two people now who said they waste money because they hate the Cowboys. Right, the fantasy guy and Matt, who's betting against them.
And then he threw me out there. Like, I did think I thought my whole heart that Carolina was going to win that game.
I think you talked yourself into it.
Yeah, they let me down.
They were scoring like 10 points a game.
Yeah, they let me down.
They were the worst team in the league. All right, Rob in Brewtown. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time.
What's up, Rob?
I'm calling. Hey, yeah, so I wanted to call about this whole lock thing. I'm not surprised that 62 or 63% are saying that it's not a lock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a diehard Eagles fan, was born and raised into it, and I understand firsthand, you know, how heartbreaking it is to be an Eagles fan a lot of the time, and this is exactly why people's hearts get broken. You know, like, you can't think that after what happened last year and the fallout that happened that this could be a lock. I mean, with the locker room, the defensive coordinators, we have everybody new now. I guarantee you if we lose, which is probable, you know, that first game, God forbid the second game, people are going to be calling in to this radio station, you know, thinking hell is freezing over at that point.
Oh, there's no question about that, Rob. I mean, if they lose the first one, people are going to be worried because it's a loss on top of what happened last year. And then, Rob, if they somehow go 0-2, and I think they'll beat Atlanta in week two to at least even their record. But if they somehow go to 0-2, oh, it's man overboard. I mean, it's sound the alarms. Well, Sirianni watch will be on for his job. Yeah, people will go from confident to scared in 10 seconds.
Yeah, but tell us something we don't know. We know that's going to happen.
Yeah, but if you really believe they're a lock to win the division, you'll have confidence they'll get out of it.
Yeah, but not if they lose two games.
Why?
Back-to-back. Because that's just how we roll.
I know, but if you really are confident it's a lock, then they'll right the ship.
Yeah, well, I'm confident that the Eagles are a better team. I'm confident that the defense will play a lot better this year. But to say it's a lock, I'm not getting my hopes up there. I mean, you see what we're going up against in the division? Yeah. Do I think we are going to win the division? Yeah, 100%. Not 100%. I just contradicted myself. But, you know, I wouldn't go as far as saying a lock. You never know what can happen. You know, the way we fell apart last year, we were the number one team in the league, even though a lot of us, you know, in the back of our mind, were just kind of waiting for something bad to happen, the way we were kind of pulling off those games. I just wouldn't call it a lock whatsoever. We really need to see what kind of happened this year. Most importantly, you know, Jalen and how things are in the locker room based on all the scrutiny that he fell under last year.
Yeah, I think, like, these aren't small things, right? We're not talking about, like, yeah, hopefully the safeties are good. No, it's like it's the quarterback and it's the head coach and it's all that kind of stuff in the locker room. Rob, why are you the biggest Cowboys hater? What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, while I was waiting on hold, somebody may have already said this, but I do have a backup. speaking of fantasy football, every year that I played fantasy football, I played in free leagues. I played in, this was dumb, but I played in a league where it was like $250 buy-in, and I lost every year. I'm not playing in that league anymore. But there were times where, you know, I know, it's ridiculous. I don't play with those cats anymore. But there were times where, you know, you're in the third and fourth round where those picks are crucial, where the obvious next best pick are Cowboys players, and I simply would just not pick them because, you know, it's a game to me, and it's not fun if I have to root for a Cowboys player to do well on my fantasy team.
I hear you. So, Rob, it is a strong reason, but we did hear that one. So what's your backup? What's your other reason?
All right, so my other reason is a couple years ago, I think, when I got out of college, I worked for a bank. And my manager, born and raised in North Philadelphia, was one of those longtime Cowboys fans, and I never understood it. It was the year we were going to the Super Bowl and won it. I remember when we won the game to go to the Super Bowl, I called my boss, and I told him, I called my boss, and I was like, listen, I'm taking off the next day after the Super Bowl. And he goes, no, I can't. I'm taking off, and I need you to kind of hold the fort down. I was like, you're a Cowboys fan. You're not even, you know, your team's not even in it. You know, I'm going to be out and about, you know, if we win, I'm going to be out in downtown. And we literally got in an argument, and my dad had to talk me off the ledge of literally quitting that job because my boss wouldn't let me take the day off of the Super Bowl or the next day of the Super Bowl. And
I like how you argue with your boss.
Fortunately, I stayed there.
That's
what's
pretty
that?
Dope. I said, I like how you argue with
I
your
mean,
boss.
That's pretty dope. And not just a boss, a cowboy-hating boss. Rob, we appreciate it. It's a good story. I mean, now, if you had quit on the spot, now that would
have
probably been
if you would have slapped your boss across the lips and quit on the spot, then you would have definitely been in the spot.
A lock for the league. There's no question. But you're in the mix right now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We're taking entries. Biggest Cowboy fan we hear today. We're in the spot. Midday Show, Fantasy Football League. Eagles, are they a lock to win the division? I don't believe so. Kyle's got him in Sharpie. Hugh believes yes. And when we come back, loan me your calls. We'll hit the Phillies. Big injury in the NL East on the Atlanta Braves. Another one. And we'll get set for the series tonight, the Phillies and the Braves. We're live today, Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today, broadcasting from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the Dover Care Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines in just a minute here, as we got a lot to talk about with this Eagles team. Are they a lock to win the NFC? Hugh believes they are. I am not ready to go there after the way last season ended, and I need to see it. I want to see this team come together, a lot of new parts, young defense, two new coordinators. We'll see how great Jalen is with a new offense, how long that takes. I see the talent. We've seen it in many practices as we are on the second to last day of the training camp portion of the summer, but I'm not willing to go there yet, the lock thing. I mean, Kyle's going wire to wire. I'm not ready to go there. 215-592-9494. And we're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. But here we got a big baseball series start tonight. The Phillies down in Atlanta taking on the Braves. A chance to really bury the Braves over the next week and a half as they play them three in Atlanta tonight, starting tonight. And then next weekend, four here in Philadelphia. And here the Braves, who have had so many injuries this year, were dealt another huge one yesterday. Austin Riley going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, which is basically the rest of the regular season, with a right-hand fracture. So no Acuna, no Austin Riley, no Spencer Strider. They have been, snake-bitten is probably putting it lightly. They have been decimated by injuries this season.
Yeah, man, and when you talk about it, like I was just when I got the news, we were in a meeting yesterday, and I went immediately to social media and was looking at some of my friends down there in Atlanta and see what they were thinking. And basically, they just feel like, the season's over, snake bitten. When you talk about all your big guns being hurt and all the injuries that you've had to deal with all season long, man, it's tough. So this is an opportunity for the Phillies to go down there and take care of the business and what lack of a better way of saying it, put the Braves out their misery, man.
Yeah, finish him. I mean, the Phillies are up 7 right now, so they play them 7 times over the next 2 weeks.
Put them out of their misery.
Between now and Labor Day, it's 7 games against the Braves. They could absolutely put them out of their misery. By the way, I'm not sure the Braves are going to make the playoffs. The Braves hold a 1.5-game lead for the final playoff spot over the Mets. The Phillies could not only knock the Braves out, just end the division race for good. They could knock the Braves out of the playoffs the next couple weeks by beating them up. So, Phillies, Braves tonight, Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Phillies. One more Phillies thing, and then back to your phone calls on all things Eagles, and you can chime in the Phillies. Hugh, I saw something this morning that I think will make you feel better about your stance on the Phillies yesterday, Rob Thompson. All right, so Matt Gelb of The Athletic wrote this about the Phillies and wrote it about the decision-making when it comes to like who plays and who doesn't and days off. You ready for this?
Yes.
I'm going to read it to you from Matt Gelb's article over The Athletic. Quote, team officials spend significant energy every day taking their best guess at quantifying who is and who isn't available.
Analytics.
They have measurements, there you go, to determine who might need added rest. This input comes from the medical staff, which holds considerable sway over the manager. It's why a regular not in the lineup on a given day might be told not to take a single swing in the cage. The Phillies have entered each of the past 2 Octobers with almost all their players available. It's why Rob Thompson diligently adheres to the suggestions, even if some might make him look dumb. End of quote.
So break it down in layman's terms for those folks that basically don't understand what you're saying.
Basically, the analytics team, medical team, is telling Topper it's best for the long term if we give guys full days off. He's listening. He goes along with it, even if it makes him look ridiculous, like, sending Cal Stevenson up instead of Bryce Harper.
Ha! To all y'all that were mad at me yesterday and talked about the money, Howard, I know you're listening. Ha! Ha ha.
Now, it doesn't make it right, and he doesn't have to listen. But it just adds context.
No, but this is the age that we live in. And see, this is why I'm progressive, and everybody else, y'all are left in the dust. You are being dinosaurs right now. You're living in the past. You need to upgrade. You need to upgrade your software.
We don't have to like it.
No, we're trying to win baseball games.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but this stuff matters. And you know what? The first thing that most people say, I remember back in 1986, when guys used to drink 8 beers and smoke 2 packs of cigarettes to go out there and pitch a no-hitter.
It was Dick Allen at 72 for the White Sox and 3 beers, all right?
My story sounded so much better.
But this Douglas. This
is the world that we live in. And you know what the biggest difference is? And this is the thing that I tend to realize that other people don't. Athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster. So they're putting more stress on their bodies now as opposed to when they did back in the day. So that's why all of this stuff matters. The psyche of the player matters. The fact that, you might be physically able to do it, but not mentally. All of that stuff matters. I feel even better now than I did yesterday when all of you were vilifying me and calling me mean and hurtful names and coming on my Instagram page and talking about how much you can't stand me. Ha!
That comment must have got to you. All right, so here's the way I feel after reading that and adding some more context to it, okay? Kyle, it doesn't change how I feel about the decision on Sunday.
No.
I'm just now I'm mad at someone else.
Yeah,
I get it. Toppers and the coaches, managers have to do this. They have to kind of take the arrows, right? Like, Topper's executing the plan that he's being told is best. I understand it, and I think maybe in retrospect we were too hard on him. It doesn't mean I like the decision anymore. I still think the decision, and it's over the top, and it's wrong. I just now feel like it's not all Topper. If he had his way, maybe he wouldn't do it the same way.
It's like Sirianni looking like a fool for A.J. Brown,
yes,
and,
exactly,
and Jalen Hurts doing their own thing.
Because he did look foolish. I mean, like, to let Cal Stephenson hit is foolish. Now we just have some explanation, a little more context on why. Doesn't make it right.
You know what's funny? And that's one of the main reasons why. When you remember last year when guys were talking about, hey, I was tired and all of this other good stuff. It used to be like this. I don't know if it's like this now, but when you walk into the NovaCare, they have a juice bar, and
they have
the juice bar. They have all these analytics that they use when they work out. These workouts are specific to each individual.
Well,
player.
They could track everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's why I feel when guys are talking about they were tired last year, I didn't believe it because they track how you train. How much exercise you're getting, how much rest you're getting, and they're catering and tailoring stuff to your specific body needs. Same thing in everything that we do now. The athletes that are playing now are bigger, stronger, faster, better than they ever been before because of that. That's why all of this stuff matters. And when you give guys the days off, it's not because they probably can't go. They probably can't go, but you're trying to optimize
right
their ability and their skill set by doing things like that. Y'all need to get progressive, man. That's all I'm saying. You folks need to get progressive.
Yeah, but say you people. Here's the problem.
I didn't say you people.
You
I said
take
you
it
folks.
Too far. You take it too far.
How am I taking it too far?
Well, I mean, you told an active linebacker in the NFL that defense doesn't matter.
I mean, I did. He was not happy about that.
No, he looked at you like you were crazy. He actually looked at me first like, is this guy kidding?
No, but it's the truth. Sometimes people can't handle the truth.
Well,
why do I feel like Jack Nicholson right now? You cannot handle the truth that I am bringing to you today on these radio airwaves. Y'all need to start listening to me, man. Like, you know, you talk about taking my victory lap. I'm taking this one.
I think most of people like me, they listen. I hear everything you say, and I just shake my head and say he's crazy. I mean,
Kyle, we don't need that. When I'm on a roll like this, we don't need that. We don't need that dose of reality.
Yeah, I think he's getting a big head over here because the Phillies team doctors are letting Topper off the hook.
I'm just saying, man, I don't just be on this radio airwaves willy-nilly. I kind of know. I have some kind of idea of where I'm going when I talk about some of the stuff that I know about. You know what, Kyle? I can't stand you.
Sometimes when you do that, I'm just waiting. I'm wondering which one it's going to be. Is it going to be the 2-1? Is it going to be the enemy one? I know it, something's happening now. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy thinks the Eagles are a lock to win this division. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
What's up, man?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
What's up, man? Hey, listen, it's a lock. Lock it in, 13 wins this year. That should be enough to win this division and get us the number one seed in the NFC. I just don't like the reporting that Elliott gave yesterday, and I love Elliott. But as far as rotating linebackers, that is like my man Hugh said, that dog ain't going to hunt, man. You know what I mean? You know, you great defenses don't rotate linebackers. You got your set linebacker. You rotate defensive linemen. You rotate, you know, a nickelback, you know, or put a nickel package in. But you don't rotate linebackers. You got your set linebackers. Unless there's an injury occur or something like that, you don't rotate linebackers, man.
So Chuck, who do you want? Like, so you, do you want Bond or do you want N'Kobe?
I want Trott.
Ooh.
Simple as that. I want Trott Jr. in there. That's it. You drafted the kid. The kid, he come from football pedigree. His father was one of the top five linebackers when he played in the league. You know what I mean? He knows football, man. I want Trott in there with Devin White. You know what I mean? I think Devin White, you know, his best moment's going to come in the regular season. He's not a training camp, you know, preseason, you know, you're not any type of linebacker. You're not going to see anything out of him. You know, regular season, which means you judge Devin White. But I want Trott in there, you know, to start the season. I know that's not going to happen.
But he could get in there eventually. I mean, Chuck, it's interesting. The last few years, they've drafted a lot of young defensive players. I mean, this thing, it feels like it's turning over. It's just a matter of how quickly they get them all on the field at once. But, I mean, we keep hearing Trotz played well, Nakobe's played well. I mean, these guys are going to get – I think they're going to reach the field. Hugh, what do you make of the idea of what Vic said yesterday and Chuck is talking about here, of a rotation at the inside linebacker?
Well, you know, Chuck, we did it with and I said LeVar Arrington yesterday, but I meant LaVon Kirkland.
Yeah, LaVon Kirkland, said that, I was like, what's he talking about?
Yeah, we had LaVon Kirkland as somewhat of a rotation when he was here, because we had Barry Gardner, and there were certain downs that LaVon played, and then Barry Gardner would come into play. The only problem with that is that you have a tail. So I'm all for whatever makes this defense more dynamic. And then you got to look at it like this, Chuck. Hopefully, with all them interchangeable linebackers, hopefully our offense is scoring a lot of points. So then it won't matter, because you're making the other team you're playing one-dimensional. Now, when it becomes a problem is when you have one of those linebackers that might be a run stuffer, and he's out there on passing downs, and the team leaves him stuck out there.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught, Chuck.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught out there, yeah.
That's the thing, and that's why LaVon Kirkland got caught out there when Joe Giravicius caught that pass. I wish Barry Gardner was out there that play. He's still running right now in my mind from 2002, and he caught that pass and ran past LaVon Kirkland and Blaine Bishop. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I get it, but I just want the best players out there, man. You know what I mean? I you get all these interchangeable pieces, that's fine, but I want the best players out there on defense, man. And I think Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to be among one of the best players on defense when he finally starts, you know, getting in there and actually playing, you know, every down. You know,
Chuck,
I'm
with you. And even if they're young and they take their lumps, I'm willing to live with that. And then maybe by the end of the season next year, you know, it all comes together. All right, Chuck, why are you the biggest Cowboys hater? I'm sure you got a good answer for us.
I got two of them, man. Well, listen, the first one where I started, the football fantasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And – you know, I didn't know how to truly play. So, you know, I mean, I had the computer pick for me, you know, at the beginning of the draft, and they picked CeeDee Lamb, and I cut his ass as soon as I picked him off my roster. You go. And I know it put me in a hole, but I cut him immediately. I didn't want no Cowboys on my roster at all. You know what I mean? That stench on my roster. So, yeah, you know, I cut CeeDee Lamb off my roster, and I wound up finishing. Yeah, I didn't finish good in that league, you know, for that reason. But I'd rather sacrifice that than have a Cowboy on my roster and win with them.
You know, before you go on, that's even stronger than not drafting a guy. I mean, you cut one of the better players in the league because you didn't want him on your team. All right, what's your second one?
Yeah, and the second one is the pickle juice game. You know, and it inspired me so much, right? That pickle juice game was like a Super Bowl for me. That was the beginning of the year. That was a transitional Eagles franchising moment. You know what I mean? That's when we start being a great franchise with Andy Reid.
And you know what? It also, Chuck, was the end of the Cowboys. Like, that was when I realized they were dead, right? Because they had been falling off the last couple years from when they were great. And it was like the shift of the NFCs right there.
Yep. So what happened is, you know, the pickle juice game inspired me during my workouts to drink pickle juice each and every one of my workouts. It was like, you know, the hatred for the Cowboys was so much. When we beat their tails that game, it just made me like, you know what? I'm going to start putting some pickle juice in my Gatorade bottle when I go work out. And that's one of the reasons why I hate the Cowboys so much. You know,
I like it, Chuck. Chuck, these are good ones. Chuck, appreciate the phone call. I mean, the guy cut CeeDee Lamb, and then he started down in pickle juice at workouts.
Yeah, that's a lot. Though.
That's strong.
That's strong.
That's very, very strong.
I mean,
strong.
He got inspired by you drinking pickle juice.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's funny? That's when Gatorade got mad at Rick Burkholder for that.
Because it became like a story. And
And they're like, what the hell are you doing? You give me all this damn Gatorade and you using pickle juice.
You guys were big underdogs in that game, too. That was in the moment, a surprise. Obviously, you look back now, like, it makes sense, right? You guys were ascending, they were falling off, but no one knew that before that game was kicked off.
Yeah, man, and I'll never forget that, because I remember Rick being on the phone and the folks at Gatorade yelling and screaming, and then that's when they came out with those enhancement packets.
Add into your drinks.
You remember that? Yeah. When they put, it was like extra, like, saltiness.
Right.
To add in because of the pickle juice stuff. So, yeah, that was crazy.
You know what's interesting is Chuck went through, you're talking about Trot and wanting him to play. And, you know, we'll see how they rotate the veterans and the young guys. Hugh, there could be a chance this year at some point. There's a lot of young players on the field at the same time on defense.
Yeah.
They have a
lot. No question.
I mean, if you go through it, right, the three defensive linemen are all young, the three starters, right? You have Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, right? Outside, you could have moments where it's Quinyon Mitchell playing corner, Cooper DeJean playing corner, Keely Ringo, Isaiah Rogers, all young.
Yeah.
Two inside young linebackers with Trott and with the Kobe Dean.
Yes.
You could even do, I mean, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's not old, but he's a vet. You even have Blankenship at Sidney Brown. Like, there could be moments where they have, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 really young players on defense at the same time.
And they're going to go through growing pains. I think when I hear Coach Fangio talk, and he talks about, and people ask you, what is his defense going to be? That's the biggest thing. Like, you can, as a young player, you can go out there and you can study for every moment that you anticipate. But there's nothing like in-game learning when it comes to stuff like
that. Yeah,
on
the job training type stuff.
Yeah, man, and it's just different because, like I said, I remember vividly my rookie year, man. The biggest thing that I had to learn how is just to, like, it sounds like a crazy thing, but just to breathe. Like, I remember being in the huddle and running two plays and would be gassed and felt like I was gassed. And then it's all, it's third down, it's time to pass rush. And I'm like, oh, snap. It's, you know, I'm tired. This is wrestling with this grown-ass man trying to put hands on me, and now I got to go get after the quarterback. That's the biggest thing. And the game is faster. The game is much faster. I can't describe to the average person how much faster the game is from practice to preseason to the actual games. And then in the playoffs, it's another level. I can't describe to you. It's one of those things that I remember coming to a game here at the Link one time, and I brought my son with me, and I was thinking to myself, just in them moving around, I was like, damn, I can't believe I used to do this because they move so fast. You don't realize how fast they're moving until you're out there. And that's something where, you know, you always hear guys say the game slows down. And you heard when they talk about Jeremiah Trotter Jr., how it looks like the game has slowed down for him. There's a lot going on, man, that it takes a while for you to adjust to. Perfect example, when you talk about that Kansas City defense from the first year that they won, they're going for the three-peat now, but the first year that they won it, trying to get to the three-peat.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Those corners were young.
It was Snead and McDuffie. Yeah,
yes, they were young. And they were taking their lumps. Their receivers last year were young, but they let them play. They let them take those lumps. That experience is the best teacher, man. And you're going to have that with this defense. You're going to have to be patient with this defense.
215-592-9494. 3 minutes from now, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Burger King. I'll give you the details. First, let's talk to Trey in Deptford. Hey, Trey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Trey. What's up?
What's going on? I had to call because, like, I mean, I know I'm a Dallas fan, and, like, I'm a realistic Dallas fan, though.
What have I done to deserve this?
But the reality, like, these Eagles fans calling up 13-4, the division's a lock. Like, your defense is 10 what-ifs. You got Slay, and you guys act like Jalen Carter's, like, you know, Clyde Simmons. He played like what?
More like Jerome Brown.
Yeah, he'll be better than Clyde.
Yeah, he's more like Jerome.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping for. You know? You're hoping he'd be Corey Simon. Look at him.
Okay, well, how about this? Can I ask you a question? What are you hoping, realistically, what are you hoping for from the Dallas Cowboys this year? Like, with all the turmoil that you have.
Okay, I'm going to break the turmoil, but I expect 12-5, and we in the mix.
How do you expect 12-5?
I mean, your team got worse. You were 12-5 last year. It's not as good of a football team.
How did we get worse? Who did we lose on defense? Name one person we lost on defense.
They lost the defensive end that went to Washington.
Yeah, he left.
Okay. And then didn't another one of the guys get hurt?
And CeeDee Lamb is not out there yet.
CeeDee Lamb, that's okay. And you make a thing about
you lose Tyron. You lost Tyron Smith too,
and Tony Pollard.
He misses every other game.
Who's the running back? Who's the running back?
Ezekiel Elliott.
No, you can't. It's got to be.
He'll be fine.
It's a prank. I mean, no team is starting Ezekiel Elliott in the NFL.
You know how much did Ezekiel get his number back? He didn't get his number back, did he?
All that you guys just said, why is Las Vegas basically got a break even on who's going to win?
Well, they don't anymore. They did about 2 months ago.
It's minus 120.
Yeah, right. It's close. Well, because the Cowboys have a more consistent quarterback. That's the reason. He's more consistent.
Because we got a way better defense. You have a better offense. But our defense compared to your defense, it's not even close. Not even close. We lost Van Der Esch, and we got Michael Kendrick, who he just tackles. That's what he's good at, making tackles every year, over 100 tackles.
Michael Kendricks, the former Eagle? Or Eric, or Eric Kendricks?
Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be Michael Kendricks. And listen,
Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, I got you. And they got Zimmer now running the defense. I don't think your team's going to be awful. Trey, I'm good. I can't do anymore. I don't think the Cowboys are going to be awful, but I also think they're coming back to the pack. I mean, they're not. I don't think they're winning 12 games this year. To me, it's more like 9 or 10 for the Cowboys. But the Eagles also have. I don't want to agree with them. I do think they have questions. 215-592-9494. All right, calls on this in the final hour. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? I don't believe so. Hugh locked it up before I even got the sentence out this morning.
Yeah, I'm with it. Yeah,
at 10:02, he locked up the division.
I'm hoping spring's eternal.
Locking up a division, then the season hasn't started yet. Kyle's got a Sharpie back in the studio writing down the Eagles division champions. I think they're printing hats over there and T-shirts for division champions. I'm not ready to go there yet. Your phone calls on that. Biggest Cowboy hater we hear today gets a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And Camp Comeback Stock Watch after the break following Eagles practice today, including Saquon, a little banged up. We'll tell you about that coming up next. 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop in. And I did manage the $50 gift card to Burger King. Caller number two right now to the contest line, 215-988-1258. Caller number two, 215-988-1258, wins a $50 gift card to Burger King. All your calls next. Camp Comeback Stock Watch as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let me tell you, my friends over at FanDuel, you've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you now. Through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. And by the way, they just came out with a new feature this morning I saw, where you can now customize the four games you watch on YouTube TV for the Sunday Ticket, the quad box. Last year, you had to pick like the pre-made one for you, and sometimes they didn't have the games you wanted. Now, any four games you want each Sunday. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show live today, broadcasting from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines in just a minute here, as we got a lot to talk about with this Eagles team. Are they a lock to win the NFCs? Hugh believes they are. I am not ready to go there after the way last season ended, and I need to see it. I want to see this team come together, a lot of new parts, young defense, two new coordinators. We'll see how great Jalen is with a new offense, how long that takes. I see the talent. We've seen it in many practices as we are on the second to last day of the training camp portion of the summer, but I'm not willing to go there yet. The lock thing, I mean, Kyle's going wire to wire. I'm not ready to go there. 215-592-9494. And we're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. But here we got a big baseball series starting tonight. The Phillies down in Atlanta taking on the Braves. A chance to really bury the Braves over the next week and a half as they play them three in Atlanta tonight, starting tonight. And then next weekend, four here in Philadelphia. And here the Braves, who have had so many injuries this year, were dealt another huge one yesterday. Austin Riley going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, which is basically the rest of the regular season, with a right-hand fracture. So no Acuna, no Austin Riley, no Spencer Strider. They have been, snake-bitten is probably putting it lightly. They have been decimated by injuries this season.
Yeah, man, and when you talk about it, like I was just – when I got the news, we were in a meeting yesterday, and I went immediately to social media and was looking at some of my friends down there in Atlanta and see what they were thinking. And basically, they just feel like, the season's over, snake bitten. When you talk about all your big guns being hurt and all the injuries that you've had to deal with all season long, man, it's tough. So this is an opportunity for the Phillies to go down there and take care of the business and without lack of a better way of saying it, put the Braves out their misery, man.
Yeah, finish him. I mean, the Phillies are up 7 right now, so they play them 7 times over the next 2 weeks.
Put them out of their misery.
Between now and Labor Day, it's 7 games against the Braves. They could absolutely put them out of their misery. By the way, I'm not sure the Braves are going to make the playoffs. The Braves hold a 1.5-game lead for the final playoff spot over the Mets. the Phillies could not only knock the Braves out, I mean, just end the division race for good, they could knock the Braves out of the playoffs the next couple weeks by beating them up. So, Phillies, Braves tonight, Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Phillies. One more Phillies thing, and then back to your phone calls on all things Eagles, and you can chime in the Phillies. Hugh, I saw something this morning that I think will make you feel better about your stance on the Phillies yesterday, and Rob Thompson. All right, so Matt Gelb of The Athletic wrote this about the Phillies and wrote it about the decision-making when it comes to like who plays and who doesn't and days off. You ready for this?
Yes.
I'm going to read it to you from Matt Gelb's article over The Athletic. Quote, team officials spend significant energy every day taking their best guess at quantifying who is and who isn't available.
Analytics.
They have measurements, there you go, to determine who might need added rest. This input comes from the medical staff, which holds considerable sway over the manager. It's why a regular not in the lineup on a given day might be told not to take a single swing in the cage. The Phillies have entered each of the past two Octobers with almost all their players available. It's why Rob Thompson diligently adheres to the suggestions, even if some might make him look dumb. End of quote.
So break it down in layman's terms for those folks that basically don't understand what you're saying.
Basically, the analytics team, medical team, is telling Topper it's best for the long term if we give guys full days off. He's listening. He goes along with it, even if it makes him look ridiculous, like, you know, sending Cal Stevenson up instead of Bryce Harper.
Ha! To all y'all that were mad at me yesterday and talked about the money, Howard, I know you're listening. Ha! Ha ha.
Now, it doesn't make it right, and he doesn't have to listen. But it just adds context.
No, but this is the age that we live in. And see, this is why I'm progressive, and everybody else, y'all are left in the dust. You are being dinosaurs right now. You're just being – you're living in the past. You need to upgrade. You need to upgrade your software.
We don't have to like it.
Oh, here we're trying to win baseball games.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, but this stuff matters. And you know what? The first thing that most people say, I remember back in 1986 – when guys used to drink 8 beers and smoke 2 packs of cigarettes to go out there and pitch a no-hitter.
It was Dick Allen at 72 for the White Sox and 3 beers, all right?
My story sounded so much better. But
Analytics Douglas.
This is the world that we live in. And you know what the biggest difference is? And this is the thing that I tend to realize that other people don't. Athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster. So they're putting more stress on their bodies now as opposed to when they did back in the day. So that's why all of this stuff matters. The psyche of the player matters. The fact that, you know, you might be physically able to do it, but not mentally. All of that stuff matters. I feel even better now than I did yesterday when all of you were vilifying me and calling me mean and hurtful names and coming on my Instagram page and talking about how much you can't stand me. Ha!
That comment must have got to you. All right, so here's the way I feel after reading that and adding some more context to it, okay? Kyle, it doesn't change how I feel about the decision on Sunday.
No.
I'm just now I'm mad
it gives
at someone
you more context.
Else. I get it. Toppers and the coaches, managers have to do this. They have to kind of take the arrows, right? Like Topper's executing the plan that he's being told is best. I understand it, and I think maybe in retrospect, we were too hard on him. It doesn't mean I like the decision anymore. I still think the decision, and it's over the top, and it's wrong. I just now feel like it's not all Topper. If he had his way, maybe he wouldn't do it the same way.
It's like Sirianni looking like a fool for A.J. Brown,
yes,
and,
exactly,
and Jalen Hurts doing their own thing.
Because he did look foolish. I mean, like to let Cal Stevenson hit is foolish. Now we just have some explanation, a little more context on why. Doesn't make it right.
You know what's funny? And that's one of the main reasons why. When you remember last year when guys were talking about, hey, I was tired and all this other good stuff. It used to be like this. I don't know if it's like this now, but when you walk into the NovaCare, they have a juice bar. And
I think they
have the juice bar. They have all these analytics that they use when they work out. These workouts are specific to each individual
player.
Well,
they could track everything.
Everything. Yeah. That's why I feel when guys are talking about they were tired last year, I didn't believe it because they track how you train, how much exercise you're getting, how much rest you're getting, and they're catering and tailoring stuff to your specific body needs. Same thing in everything that we do now. The athletes that are playing now are bigger, stronger, faster, better than they ever been before because of that. That's why all of this stuff matters, and when you give guys the days off, it's not because they probably can't go. They probably can't go, but you're trying to optimize
right
their ability and their skill set by doing things like that. Y'all need to get progressive, man. That's all I'm saying. You folks need to get progressive.
Yeah, I didn't say you people. Here's the problem.
I didn't say you people.
You
I said you
folks. You take it too far.
How am I taking it too far?
Well, I mean, you told an active linebacker in the NFL that defense doesn't matter.
I mean, I did. He was not happy about that.
No, he looked at you like you were crazy. He actually looked at me first like, is this guy kidding?
No, but it's the truth. Sometimes people can't handle the truth.
Well,
but
often
I feel like Jack Nicholson right now. You cannot handle the truth that I am bringing to you today on these radio airwaves. Y'all need to start listening to me, man. Like, you know, you talk about taking my victory lap. I'm taking this one.
I think most of people like me, they listen. I hear everything you say, and I just shake my head and say he's crazy. I mean,
Kyle, we don't need that. When I'm on a roll like this, we don't need that. We don't need that dose of reality.
Yeah, I think he's getting a big head over here because Phillies team doctors are letting Topper off the hook.
I'm just saying, man, I don't just be on this radio airwaves willy-nilly. I kind of know. I have some kind of idea of where I'm going when I talk about some of the stuff that I
know about.
You know what, Kyle? I can't stand you.
Sometimes when you do that, I'm wondering which one it's going to be. Is it going to be the 2-1? Is it going to be the enemy one? I know it, something's happening now. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy thinks the Eagles are a lock to win this division. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
What's up, man?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
What's up, man? Hey, listen, it's a lot. Lock it in, 13 wins this year. That should be enough to win this division and get us the number one seed in the NFC. I just don't like the reporting that Elliott gave yesterday, and I love Elliott. But as far as rotating linebackers, that is like my man Hughes said, that dog ain't going hunting, man. You know what I mean? You know, great defenses don't rotate linebackers. You got your set linebacker. You rotate defensive linemen. You rotate, you know, a nickelback, you know, or put a nickel package in. But you don't rotate linebackers. You got your set linebackers. Unless there's an injury occur or something like that, you don't rotate linebackers, man.
So Chuck, who do you want? Like, do you want Bond or do you want N'Kobe?
I want Trott.
Ooh.
Simple as that. I want Trott Jr. in there. That's it. You drafted the kid. The kid, he come from football pedigree. His father was one of the top five linebackers when he played in the league. You know what I mean? He knows football, man. I want Trott in there with Devin White. You know what I mean? I think Devin White, you know, his best moment's going to come in the regular season. He's not a training camp, you know, preseason, you know, you're not type of linebacker. You're not going to see anything out of him. You know, regular season, which means you judge Devin White. But I want Trott in there, you know, to start the season. I know that's not going to happen.
But he could get in there eventually. I mean, yeah, Chuck, it's interesting. The last few years, they've drafted a lot of young defensive players. I mean, this thing, it feels like it's turning over. It's just a matter of how quickly they get them all on the field at once. But, I mean, we keep hearing Trott's played well and N'Kobe's played well. I mean, these guys are going to get – I think they're going to reach the field. Hugh, what do you make of the idea of what Vic said yesterday and Chuck is talking about here, of a rotation at the inside linebacker?
Well, you know, Chuck, we did it with and I said LeVar Arrington yesterday, but I meant LaVon Kirkland.
Yeah, LaVon Kirkland, said that, yeah. I was like, what's he talking about?
Yeah, we had LaVon Kirkland as somewhat of a rotation when he was here, because we had Barry Gardner, and there were certain downs that LaVon played, and then Barry Gardner would come into play. The only problem with that is that you have a tail. So I'm all for whatever makes this defense more dynamic. And then you got to look at it like this, Chuck. Hopefully, with all them interchangeable linebackers, hopefully our offense is scoring a lot of points. So then it won't matter, because you're making the other team you're playing one-dimensional. Now, when it becomes a problem is when you have one of those linebackers that might be a run stuffer, and he's out there on passing downs, and the team leaves him stuck out there.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught, Chuck.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught out there. Yeah.
That's the thing, and that's why LaVon Kirkland got caught out there when Joe Giravicius caught that pass. I wish Barry Gardner was out there that play. He's still running right now in my mind from 2000, what's that, 2? And he caught that pass and ran past LaVon Kirkland and Blaine Bishop. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I get it, but I just want the best players out there, man. You know what I mean? You know, you get all these interchangeable pieces, that's fine. But I want the best players out there on defense, man. And I think Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to be among one of the best players on defense when he finally starts, you know, getting in there and actually playing, you know, every down. You know,
Chuck, I'm with you. And even if they're young and they take their lumps, I'm willing to live with that. And then maybe by the end of the season next year, you know, it all comes together. All right, Chuck, why are you the biggest Cowboys hater? I'm sure you got a good answer for us.
I got two of them, man. Well, listen, the first one, where I started the football fantasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And – you know, I didn't know how to truly play. So, you know what I mean? I had the computer pick for me. you know, at the beginning of the draft, and they picked CeeDee Lamb, and I cut his ass as soon as I picked him off my roster. You go, and I know it put me in a hole, but I cut him immediately. I didn't want no Cowboys on my roster at all. You know what I mean? That stench on my roster. So yeah, you know, I cut CeeDee Lamb off my roster, and I wound up finishing. Yeah, I didn't finish good in that league, you know, for that reason. But I'd rather sacrifice that than have a Cowboy on my roster and win with them.
You know, that's even stronger than not drafting a guy. I mean, you cut one of the better players in the league because you didn't want him on your team. All right, what's your second one?
Yeah, and the second one is pickle juice game. You know, and it inspired me so much, right? That pickle juice game was like a Super Bowl for me. That was the beginning of the year. That was a transitional Eagles franchising moment. You know what I mean? That's when we start being a great franchise with Andy Reid.
And you know what? It also, Chuck, was the end of the Cowboys. Like that was when I realized they were dead, right? Because they had been falling off the last couple years from when they were great. And it was like the shift of the NFC East right there.
Yep. So what happened is, you know, the pickle juice game inspired me during my workouts to drink pickle juice each and every one of my workouts. It was like, you know, the hatred for the Cowboys was so much. When we beat their tails that game, it just made me like, you know what? I'm going to start putting some pickle juice in my Gatorade bottle when I go work out. And that's one of the reasons why I hate the Cowboys so much. You know,
I like it, Chuck. Chuck, these are good ones. Chuck, appreciate the phone call. I mean, the guy cut CeeDee Lamb, and then he started down in pickle juice at workouts.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's strong.
That's strong.
That's very, very strong.
I mean, he got inspired by you drinking pickle juice.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's funny? That's when Gatorade got mad at Rick Burkholder for that.
Because it became like a story. And
and they're like, what the hell are you doing? You give me all this damn Gatorade, and you using pickle juice.
You guys were big underdogs in that game, too. That was in the moment, a surprise. Obviously, you look back now, like, it makes sense, right? You guys were ascending, they were falling off, but no one knew that before that game was kicked off.
Yeah, man, and I'd never forget that because I remember Rick being on the phone and the folks at Gatorade yelling and screaming, and then that's when they came out with those enhancement packets.
Add into your drinks.
You remember that? Yeah. When they put, it was like extra, like, saltiness.
Right.
To add in because of the pickle juice stuff. So, yeah, that was crazy.
You know what's interesting is Chuck went through, you're talking about Trot and wanting him to play. And, you know, we'll see how they rotate the veterans and the young guys. Hugh, there could be a chance this year at some point there's a lot of young players on the field at the same time on defense. They have a lot.
No question.
I mean, if you go through it, right, the three defensive linemen are all young, the three starters, right? You have Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, right? Outside, you could have moments where it's Quinyon Mitchell playing corner, Cooper DeJean playing corner, Keely Ringo, Isaiah Rogers, all young. Two inside young linebackers with Trot and with the Kobe Dean.
Yes.
You could even do – I mean – and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's not old, but he's a vet. You even have Blankenship at Sidney Brown. Like, there could be moments where they have, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 really young players on defense at the same time.
And they're going to go through growing pains. I think when I hear Coach Fangio talk, and he talks about, and people ask you, what is his defense going to be? That's the biggest thing. Like, you can, as a young player, you can go out there and you can study for every moment that you anticipate, but there's nothing like in-game learning when it comes to stuff like
on the job training type of stuff.
And it's just different because, like I said, I remember vividly my rookie year, man. The biggest thing that I had to learn how is just to, like, it sounds like a crazy thing, but just to breathe. Like, I remember being in the huddle and running two plays and would be gassed and felt like I was gassed, and then it's third down, it's time to pass rush, and I'm like, oh snap, this you know, I'm tired, this is wrestling with this grown ass man trying to put hands on me, and now I gotta go get after the quarterback. That's the biggest thing. And the game is faster, the game is much faster. I can't describe to the average person how much faster the game is from practice to preseason to the actual games. And then in the playoffs, it's another level. I can't describe to you. It's one of those things that I remember coming to a game here at the Link one time, and I brought my son with me, and I was thinking to myself, just in them moving around, I was like, damn, I can't believe I used to do this because they move so fast. You don't realize how fast they're moving until you're out there. And that's something where, you know, you always hear guys say the game slows down. And you heard when they talk about Jeremiah Trotter Jr., how – it looks like the game has slowed down for him. there's a lot going on, man, that it takes a while for you to adjust to. Perfect example, when you talk about that Kansas City defense from the first year that they won, they're going for the three-peat now, but the first year that they won it, trying to get to the three-peat.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Those corners were young.
It was Snead and McDuffie. Yeah,
yes, they were young. And they were taking their lumps. Their receivers last year were young, but they let them play. They let them take those lumps. That experience is the best teacher, man. And you're going to have that with this defense. You're going to have to be patient with this defense.
215-592-9494. 3 minutes from now, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Burger King. I'll give you the details. First, let's talk to Trey in Deptford. Hey, Trey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Trey. What's up?
What's going on? I had to call because, like, I mean, I know I'm a Dallas fan, and, like, I'm a realistic Dallas fan, though.
What have I done to deserve this?
But the reality, like, these Eagles fans calling up 13-4, the division's a lock. Like, your defense is 10 what-ifs. You got Slay, and you guys act like Jalen Carter's, like, you know, Clyde Simmons. He played like what?
More like Jerome Brown.
Yeah, he'll be better than Clyde.
Yeah, he's more like Jerome.
Yeah, guess what you're hoping for. You know? You're hoping he had to, you know, he'd be Corey Simon. Look at him.
Okay, well, how about this? Can I ask you a question? What are you hoping, realistically, what are you hoping for from the Dallas Cowboys this year? Like, with all the turmoil that you have.
Okay, I'm going to break the turmoil, but I expect 12-5, and we in the mix.
How do you expect 12-5?
I mean, your team got worse. You were 12-5 last year. It's not as good of a football team.
How did we get worse? Who did we lose on defense? Name one person we lost on defense.
They lost the defensive end that went to Washington.
Yeah, he left.
Okay. And then didn't just another one of the guys get hurt?
And CeeDee Lamb is not out there yet. CeeDee Lamb
is not. CeeDee Lamb, that's okay. And you make a thing about
that. You lost Tyron Smith, too.
And Tony Pollard.
He misses every other game.
Who's the running back? Who's the running back?
Ezekiel Elliott?
No, you can't. Yeah, it's got to be a joke. It's a prank. I mean, no team is starting Ezekiel Elliott in the NFL.
You know how much did Ezekiel get his number back? He didn't get his number back, did he?
All that you guys just said, why is Las Vegas basically got a break even on who's going to win?
Well, they don't anymore. They did about 2 months ago.
It's minus 120, minus 130.
Yeah, right. It's close. It's close. Well, because the Cowboys have a more consistent quarterback. That's the reason. He's more consistent.
Because we got a way better defense. You have a better offense. But our defense compared to your defense, it's not even close. Not even close. We lost Van Der Esch, and we got Michael Kendrick, who he just tackled. That's what he's good at, making tackles every year, over 100 tackles.
Michael Kendricks, the former Eagle? Or Eric Kendricks?
Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be Michael Kendricks. Yeah, I got you. And they got Zimmer now running the defense. I don't think your team's going to be awful. Trey, I'm good. I can't do anymore. I don't think the Cowboys are going to be awful. But I also think they're coming back to the pack. I mean, I don't think they're winning 12 games this year. To me, it's more like 9 or 10 for the Cowboys. But the Eagles also have – I don't want to agree with them. I do think they have questions. 215-592-9494. All right, calls on this in the final hour. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? I don't believe so. Hugh locked it up before I even got the sentence out this morning.
Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah,
at 10:02, I mean, he locked up the division.
I'm hoping spring's eternal.
Locking up a division, and the season hasn't started yet. Kyle's got a Sharpie back in the studio writing down the Eagles' division champions. I think they're printing hats over there and T-shirts for division champions. I'm not ready to go there yet. Your phone calls on that. Biggest Cowboy hater we hear today gets a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And Camp Comeback Stock Watch after the break following Eagles practice today, including Saquon, a little banged up. We'll tell you about that coming up next. 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop in. And I did manage the $50 gift card to Burger King. Caller number two right now to the contest line, 215-988-1258. Caller number two, 215-988-1258, wins a $50 gift card to Burger King. All your calls next. Camp Comeback Stock Watch as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let me tell you, my friends over at FanDuel, you've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you now. Through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. And by the way, they just came out with a new feature this morning I saw, where you can now customize the four games you watch on YouTube TV for the Sunday ticket, the quad box. Last year, you got to pick like the pre-made one for you, and sometimes they didn't have the games you wanted. Now, any four games you want each Sunday. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.